Thanks. On October the 5th, 1988, Chile voted to decide whether General Pinochet, who headed the military government since 1973, would now receive a democratic mandate and become the constitutionally elected president for a further 8 years. On a very hot day in October, 57% of the electorate voted no, which of course is a reference to the film, and 43% voted yes. What was absolutely amazing was the turnout was 93%, the highest ever recorded in Chile and probably in Latin America. Now, this raises two questions which I will attempt to discuss, and one I won't because I haven't got enough time. The first question is really, why did a firmly entrenched dictatorship with a very solid basis of support, both from the military, even from civil society in some senses, which had pursued a more or less successful neoliberal economic model, why did they decide to have a plebiscite and risk the danger of losing? I think one first answer is arrogance. They expected to win. They could not possibly believe that the country would be so ungrateful as to reject all the benefits they had brought to Chile over the last 17 years. They were very confident that economic and social model was very successful and popular. The opposition was seen as simply the remnants of the failed experiment of popular unity under Allende. Their own polls showed them comfortably in the lead. However, as the people asking the questions were former military and policemen in civilian dress, but obviously still members of the armed forces, not surprising that the answer the people gave was yes, of course they would vote for General Pinochet. But I think equally important is that Chile has a very long history of democratic and constitutional government, the longest in Latin America, much longer, in fact, than many European countries. And in a way, the military felt that they wanted to legitimize the coup, their rule, and the best way of doing that was to transform themselves into a constitutionally elected government. They had a constitution ready. It was drafted in 1980 and voted on in a very, very doubtful plebiscite, and a very authoritarian constitution, but they had the constitution, they had the elections. Another factor was that international pressure was actually growing for Chile to return to a constitutional, if not necessarily very democratic system. A lot of support from the United States for a return to democracy. They felt that Chile was potentially unstable under a continuing dictatorial regime, would be more stable under a democratic regime, but the economic policies would not be much threatened. So there's a lot of pressure from the United States in order to facilitate the process and bring about return to a more democratic system. And finally, the opposition was completely underestimated by the military. They assumed the opposition would be incapable of getting their act together. And indeed, they felt that people generally were very happy with what happened, even though protests had started in 1983 and had grown. They were held virtually every month, except for the summer times, since then. So the second question is, why did they lose? Why did the no win the plebiscite? Well, one reason is precisely the strong tradition of constitutionalism in Chile. Even many people who'd voted for or supported Pinochet in 73 wanted to return to constitutional government. They felt that it would be much better to have a process of democratic elected government, and that the fear of the coup was really, there was no need to fear the left anymore. It was demoralized. The effect of changes in international communism weakened the Communist Party. So they felt that it was much better to vote for a system which would appear legitimate and stable. The other reason why the no won was that the political parties, which had been engaged in internecine disputes for many years over who was responsible for the coup, finally came together. And they did mount a very successful campaign of unity, aided strongly by the Catholic Church, which in the case of Chile was an extraordinarily important actor in the whole process of returning to democracy and defending or trying to defend human rights. As the church, by the way, was very important, much more, we're not saying you should vote no, but you should vote. You should vote without fear of voting. And I think that for all the economic success that the government claimed, The stark truth was that 43% of the population of Chile at the time lived in poverty and 70% in extreme poverty. So there was plenty of social grievances to lead to support for the no vote. And finally, we can now come to the film. The media campaign was sensational. I was there for the whole of this process and months beforehand, and it brilliantly captured the mood of the times. The slogan was very positive. Happiness is now coming. La alegría ya viene. And the government relied much more on a kind of, to use an expression from our plebiscite, a campaign of fear. And the contrast between the two sets of programs was quite dramatic, and this you'll see very clearly in the film. Each day for 15 minutes, the no and the yes had a program on television, both in the afternoons and in the evenings. And I don't know how many people were watching these programs, but probably a majority of the adult population. Now, there is something missing from the film. This is not a criticism of the film, but it needs pointing out because it's the other part of the story. What the film does not deal with, if you watch this film, you will think that the major reason why the no won was the campaign on television. And in fact, that's a very important part, but not the whole part. What was really important, and possibly more important, was the work for many months before the plebiscite of various groups, the church, political parties, community groups, getting people together in order to convince them that they could vote without fear. Not necessarily to vote no, but to vote. And I went to meetings from about 1,000 trade union leaders to groups of 15, 20 peasants in the countryside, all receiving this kind of instruction. And it was massive. It covered the whole country. And it really built up the kind of confidence that people could go out and vote without fear of being later on sanctioned for voting the wrong way. Obviously it worked. 93% of the population went out and voted. So it was that the television campaign built on this basis of existing support. And that's a very important part. Obviously, the film can't deal with this. It's too much to cover. Now, the third question, which I don't really have time to look at, is what did it achieve? How successful was it? It was clearly successful in the sense that they voted Pinochet out of power. Elections were held in 1989. The government formed a coalition of parties headed by a Christian Democrat, Aylwin, who served for 4 years, and then there's been a rotation of presidents since then. But the shadow of Pinochet still loomed very large. He had, after all, 43% of the vote. There was no very, very little fraud in the election. We monitors were supposed to deal with fraud, but quite what one would do faced with heavily military men who were guarding these stations, I'm not quite sure. But there was very little, so it was a free vote. And Pinochet still had a very large proportion of the population were voted yes, and that's often sort of forgotten in the discussion. Pinochet remained as commander-in-chief of the army, that his constitution remained in force. Progress on human rights violations was very slow indeed, although it has actually accelerated to quite an impressive degree. And the political parties of the right, seen as associating, embodying the Pinochet economic and social model and extreme Catholicism, were very powerful. In fact, the most powerful party in Chile was, until recently, the UDI, a party based on the ideas of the whole period of military rule. Obviously, the day of the coup itself was extraordinarily dramatic. The tension was sort of palpable in the air. I remember walking back after being in a working class area of Santiago. The streets, normally full of people and buses, were completely empty. And there was a real worry that there would be some incident that the military could use in order to annul the results. And there was very, very considerable fear of what would happen. Until, to his internal credit, the commander-in-chief of the Air Force said, the no has won. And then the next few days were completely celebratory to sort of adapt the slogan, happiness had come to Chile. Well, at least for a little while anyhow. That's all. That's enough.